Daybreak, 1 Kings 4, 1 through 34. Devotional focus verse. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. 1 Kings 4, 29. The heart is a tireless, never-ceasing pump. It begins beating way before an infant takes its first breath, and it continues to beat until the moment of death. Though surprisingly small, this cardiac muscle with life-sustaining power contracts and relaxes about 70 to 80 times per minute and pumps about 4,300 gallons of blood per day. Its average size is that of a clenched fist, and its weight is approximately 11 ounces. Every cell in the body needs oxygen-rich blood in order to survive, and the heart's main function is to deliver it. Though modern technology has revealed some of its mystery, there is still much fascination and curiosity surrounding the exploration of the nature and function of the human heart. Solomon must have been intrigued by its complexities as well. In the book of Proverbs alone, he mentioned the word heart 81 times in 78 verses. Solomon understood that the heart refers to more than an important physical function. He also understood its spiritual reference. Physically, God placed the heart in the middle of the chest, behind the breastbone, between the lungs, resting in a chamber surrounded by the rib cage, with the diaphragm, a tough layer of muscle, lying below. As a result, the heart is well protected. The spiritual heart is at the center of our being. In the regenerated heart are trust, faith, forgiveness, and love. In the unregenerated heart are wicked imaginations, lust, envy, and deceit. Our heart is where God's word will be written or rejected. Solomon spoke often of how to guard it with diligence. One way to safeguard our spiritual heart is to ask God to take ownership of it. The very essence of who we are as individuals needs to be surrendered to Him. Once we have relinquished control of our lives to Him, He regenerates our hearts. This restoration brings us into a right relationship with our Creator. He erases any sins that we've committed in the past and does not remember them against us anymore. This results in us feeling happy, transformed, and new. As we continue in our walk with God, Satan will try to diminish our joy and cause our hearts to doubt God. However, as we learn to trust God, He won't only keep our hearts healthy, but He'll expand our capacity to experience new heights and depths and breadths in Him. The largeness of heart that God gave Solomon was an extraordinary ability to grasp things beyond the natural understanding of man. These attributes made him the most widely known king in that era. However, he foreshadowed a greater king who came to this world in a manger. Jesus, though not clothed with the finest physical apparel as King Solomon, held a far more lasting and significant throne. His kingdom, one not of this world, thrives in the lives of individuals today. Background information. God gave Solomon the wisdom and understanding to surround himself with great men. He had princes, scribes, priests, historians, and officers as chief officials. He had 12 officers who took turns providing for his household every month. Solomon reigned over all of Israel and over all the neighboring kingdoms from the River Euphrates on the east to the Mediterranean Sea on the west to Egypt in the south. Never in the history of Israel did a king have dominion over such a vast territory. It took 30 measures of flour, 60 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen, 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, besides harts, roebucks, fallow deer, and fatted fowl to feed Solomon's household for one day. He had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. He wrote over 1,000 songs and more than 3,000 proverbs. His knowledge was extensive and encompassed all that was known at that time on topics such as trees, animals, insects, birds, and sea life. Solomon was wiser than all men, and therefore his fame spread to all the nations in the surrounding area. Many came to see and listen to him because they had heard of his wisdom, power, and wealth. Conclusion. Out of his abundance, God gave Solomon what he needed to rule a nation well. He'll provide for our daily needs too, as we endeavor to keep our hearts in harmony with Him.